Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Janet Block, Executive Director of the Lubeznik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Just the other week, I was at the Lubeznik Art Festival buying some ceramics. I just couldn't resist. So, Janet, how has your summer been at the Lubeznik?
Thanks for asking, Jonathan. Oh my gosh, very busy, very hectic. My own fault for the most of it, and enjoyable. I mean, it's a grind in the summer out where we are in Michigan City, for sure. It's our busiest time. But we also, we're in the midst of, we implemented our strategic plan, a new five-year plan in January. And so we were kind of anxious to get some of the projects going that we could. And summer seemed to be the time to make it all happen.
Excellent. So what do you have in store for art lovers this fall?
Right now, we have an exhibit that was curated by our most excellent, talented curator, Whitney Bradshaw, called Women to the Front. And it will continue until October 26th. It is a selection of a collection that was put together by two women in Cincinnati. And they actually have over 1,000 pieces in the collection. But we knew that that Whitney was going to go there and look at a lot of things. Some of it was in storage. A lot of it they had photographs of. And the two women started their collection with a lot of very blue chip white men. They still have many Chagalls and, a wonderful grouping of art, but they turned their attention in the 80s to really start to collect women and women of color and non-binary artists with a very heavy emphasis on social justice. But there are famous artists in our selection. There's a piece by Yoko Ono, Cindy Sherman, Catherine Opie. So to many people in the art world, these names will be known. There is a Louise Bourgeois, two Jenny Holzers, but they're also mixed with contemporary and emerging artists from Ohio, which is where they reside. And I think that what Whitney did especially well was to select things and sort of form groupings of the work so that it's topical in many ways. And sometimes it's about body and ownership of our bodies. And sometimes it's about family. And, so it's not all political. There are unexpected pieces, but there are some well-known pieces as well. There is a room that we do have curtained off for people who might not be, mostly for children, giving sort of families a warning. It's mostly because there's a lot of nudity. And of course, a lot of very famous feminist artists, especially performance artists in the 70s and 80s, did work about their bodies. So, but we've had, schools and families, and it's well worn and you have a choice. So, but it might entice viewers to come in. Anyhow, it's not gratuitous. There's things about childbirth and breast cancer and women's health. So that's one thing. And it'll be, like I said, it's on display. We're open 6 days a week and it's on display till October 26th. And I highly encourage if there's groups that are interested in calling us or emailing and getting a free tour with our curator for groups of 10 or more, because she is so knowledgeable. She wrote there's 79 pieces by 59 artists. She wrote every tag really in a wonderful way that explains it. So if you can't come for the tour, but Whitney is dynamic and you will enjoy her tours.
Well, I'll
And
definitely
the
come out to see that show, and I commend Lubeznik for bringing artists of such stature as Louise Bourgeois to the region, but also the courage in this climate to continue to present art that challenges and explores what it means to be human and to be alive. I know that the Lubeznik also works across Michigan City, so you're involved in ensuring that there's art out in the community, out beyond the walls of your own art center. Could you tell us a little bit about what we might see if we start walking about Michigan City?
Sure. Well, one of the initiatives we started several years ago were to facilitate murals. And we started with one and we paid for it ourselves. It wasn't a lot of money. I talked with the artist ahead of time and we talked about what the goal was to achieve, which was really community ownership over a piece of art in their community. And then we found a partner that we had been working with, a church, which is in the lowest income area, actually in LaPorte County. And it was fantastic. The whole experience was fantastic. And from there, we started to do more, and we came up with a process of facilitation that includes public input and voices of people who live in those in different neighborhoods. And now it's expanded into LaPorte, and we have found various ways to fund the murals. And so this summer, there will be four by the end. Right now, one is completely finished, and it's in LaPorte at Hotspot Cafe. It's delightful and interactive, meaning it's a great piece to take pictures with. There's one being done right now in Michigan City on Michigan Boulevard, and it's a full block long. It's on the 900 block of Michigan Boulevard. And we are still going to be creating one more in Michigan City and one more in LaPorte. It's probably about the limit that we can facilitate given our process, which again, it really involves the community voice and the core stakeholders, volunteers, and they're different. They're all different. Like some of the one we started out with was done with Bernard Williams, and the community actually painted it. They actually designed it and painted it with him. Others are more like the one on Michigan Boulevard is being done by Felix Maldonado, who's from East Chicago and known to many, in the Indiana arts community. And no, that one was actually, and I credit them, is funded by Solaire, who is one of the largest companies in our area. And they are trying to give back to the city for their 60th anniversary. So when I say facilitate, we match the artist with the project. We have lots of conversations. And they're transparent and open budgeting. Lubeznik Center has managed to find budgets for these various projects, but yeah, everyone has a new challenge.
Well, we definitely need all to come out to LaPorte County and visit both the city of LaPorte and Michigan City and, of course, the Lubeznik Center. Thank you, Janet, for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Canning. This has been Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to talk about people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana. Thank you.